our daily walk, to our daily lives, and how important it is to have a prayer life. That's what we've been talking about for months. So prayer, how's your prayer life? You know, for the last few weeks, we've been considering the importance of prayer, and prayer is absolutely essential to the life of a Christian. And believing that, there's no doubt there's a direct correlation between our spiritual life and our prayer life. First of all, you must believe in God. It's you have to have a belief in God to be able to pray an effective prayer. But there's no doubt there's a direct correlation. Those two things are inseparable. If our prayer life is strong, then in all likelihood our spiritual life will be strong as well. And then there's the opposite. If our prayer life is weak, then what obvious expectation is there to our spiritual life? Psalm 14, verse 12, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Okay, there's two ways we seek God, and that's His Word and prayer. I believe that God's Word alone is not enough. That may be, sound shocking to you, but experiencing some of the things that I have, you know, you can know God's Word inside and out and still not know God. Do we need to know His Word? Absolutely. That is too essential. It's our basic instruction before leaving earth. Y'all probably heard that before. Somebody might get that. Yeah, B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving earth. To know His Word is to understand His ways, His precepts, and His commands. But to know His eminence, His kindness, and His peace is to pray. So what is prayer? Prayer is defined as a devout petition to God, even communion with Him, as in supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, and confession. That may ring a bell with some. Without instruction in God's Word, He shows us, and He shows us His will in His Word. So how do we pray? 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. There's four key words in that passage, according to His will. To seek God without communicating with God is like being in a totally dark room, fumbling around for the light switch and not finding it. But thank God He even made a way for that. Romans 8, 26 through 28, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He searches hearts known, who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. His Word tells us where to find the light switch. And for those who are His, when we find ourselves stumbling around in the dark, He'll even turn the light on for us. Anyone ever been in a dark place? I know I have. If you've lived very long at all, you have. And now I know that He was always there. He's always been there. Thank God He flips the switch. We only need to reach out because God is the light. We need only to devote ourselves to prayer. We see instructions to the deacons, the new deacons in Acts 6:4. Imagine your heart reaching out in solemn thought and word. That's prayer. I know God has a plan. I pray for direction to follow it, patience to wait on it, and knowledge to know when it comes. That's why we need the Word, to better understand God's will and the part we play in it. Some may ask, do I really have to pray? That's a discussion we've had at the prison. There's a book floating around down there that once you're saved, there's no need to pray. I totally disagree with that. But evidently the guy sold a lot of books. But no, we need to pray. We should pray. And we need to know the Word to understand God's will. The truth is we need to engage. If you don't have a prayer life, consider this. Some of you may know who Leonard Ravenhill is. If you've heard of A.W. Tozer, Leonard Ravenhill kind of runs along those lines, and I really appreciate what both those men have written. They're 20th century preachers. So, but if you don't have a prayer life, consider this. Leonard Ravenhill, great prayer warrior. Read very much on him at all. He put prayer on par with worship. Ravenhill said, we must pray to learn to pray. How do we do that? We do that by finding a time and a place to gather ourselves in a personal way to talk to God. Ravenhill states that such a place is a mirror reflecting our spiritual condition. And he calls this place specifically a prayer chamber. What is this prayer chamber Ravenhill is talking about? Okay, I've visualized this. There was a deal on Facebook that I've seen more than once or whatever, and it's talking about prayer warriors going into a prayer meeting, and it's sheep going in, but it's lions coming out. And I like that vision of what it means to find that place and pray and the boldness that we can find in those prayers. Ravenhill advocated for churches to provide prayer rooms 24/7, okay, and prayer meetings as often as possible, not just one day a week. You might be hard-pressed to find an abundance of prayer in most churches today, though. I've been told of other congregations that they may have an opening prayer, and that's it. You know, God bless this church for the prayer warriors and the prayer that takes place. We provide prayer cards to those guys at Hodgins. And we're constantly pounding those guys on the importance of prayer and having a prayer life. The prayers, and we don't do it every time. I had hoped we did it this morning when we're running a little bit late. First time I participated in a group prayer was in the elders' meeting. Those serving today meet each Sunday morning before service to make sure we got all our ducks in a row, but also pray. And there's the occasion that we go around the table. That blew me away. I walked out of there like a lion that day. And it's amazing effect. And I get that at the prison. So any of you guys that have been in the prison, when we don't do it every Sunday, sometimes we're pressed for time, sometimes I go too long and I know we don't have time for it. but they'll pass prayers around the room. Linda can vouch for this. The guys that's down there today, they likely did that today. And they open the floor for prayer. Blows you away. The prayers. Because those guys pray for the warden, they pray for the deputy warden, they pray for the COs, they pray for their victims, they pray for their families. Some days I think, you know, we all just pray and just let me shut up. But the word's important, but the prayer. Ravenhill deplored the weakness of prayer and a praying of most local churches and wasn't afraid to share his opinion about it. And I agree. If any of you watched the movie War Room, it is much the same principle. I love that movie. Find somewhere to pray. There's no reason to complicate it either. Some pray beside their bed. Some might use the couch or the kitchen table. Some pray while in the bathroom. It's okay. God designed us. So I'm sure it's okay with him too. From the scriptural description, I'm sure Ravenhill's talking about the third verse preceding the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6. When you pray, go into your room or closet in the King James Version and shut the door and pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. We're all so busy with our lives, but shouldn't we find time to pray? I don't pray enough. I pray that I pray more. Find some solitude. Find a few minutes to fervently pray. Pray here. Add your prayers to other prayers. When considering Christ's words in Matthew chapter 6, look at it as a model or a pattern in which we should pray, a guide to go by, even steps, if that helps. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 15 says, pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's so simple. A guy wrote a book and made a bunch of money on it or whatever, and it's right there. Pray. Pray for forgiveness. So, but let's consider the depth of this instruction. It's the why in our prayer. Before we ask for anything, we should thank Him for everything. I'll say it again. Before we ask God for anything, we should thank Him for everything. I know there are many here that remember the sermon that Donald gave on the four acts of prayer, A-C-T-S. Okay, and I recently gave this to those, but it, like I said, we're never going to stop talking about prayer. And it's quite the popular instruction. I've seen it on YouTube, but it's useful, and it's used by many as they learn really the simplicity of prayer. First, you have adoration. C is confession. T is thanksgiving. S is supplication. So we look at adoration, which is the deep love and respect we have for God, and the praise and thanksgiving we lift up on His behalf. We begin by declaring our love for the Lord. Psalms 118, verse 4, let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Is that something to be thankful for? Absolutely. Psalms 95, verse 1 through 7, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. We've done that this morning. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Brody, great job, brother. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He's made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Can we tell God how good He is? He is worthy to be praised. Later in Psalms 118, verses 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and He has made His light to shine upon us. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. I will give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. We find the C in Acts, confession. It's our acknowledgement that God is God, our profession of and to whom we give thanks. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. You are not the person you used to be. Isn't that worth telling someone? By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. 1 John 4:2. Confess to God, confess to others. And then we see the disciples' confession. Matthew 16. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We each have that confession. We find the confession between believers in James 5 applicable here in that we pray for each other, that by our prayers we might overcome sin. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. Not only Christians helping Christians, because if Christians can't help Christians, who can? But by praying for others, we also benefit. There's a benefit to that. We reap what we sow. I thought that only meant we reap bad things. No. No. We're rewarded by praying for one another. we're benefactors of those prayers also, even when we're praying for others. The T in Acts is thanksgiving. Does anyone need more than one day of thanksgiving? Thanksgiving's coming. I need more than one day. We give thanks every day. What more can be said? He gave us life. He provides us all things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because what we have is enough. The Apostle Paul writes, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? God is good. We can be thankful for the various ministries of this church. Jesus told the crowd in Luke 12, verses 15, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Are there less fortunate? Yes. This church has been generous with its giving. Let us always be diligent in providing for those less fortunate. 2 Corinthians verse 9, chapter 9, verse 10. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way. You will be enriched. God will bless you, which through us will provide thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God by their approval of this service. We provide a graduation. We just graduated a class. And this church provides them with popping cookies. Well, popping cookies ain't that big a deal unless you never get popping cookies. You know, and how thankful they are. They pray for this church. They pray for our ministry. They will glorify God. Verse 13. They will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. The reason we do it is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them and to share God's love with them. And when they know why we do what we do, God gets the glory. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. I'm thankful for our prison ministry. Paul, while in prison, wrote to the church in Colossae. I never say that right the first time. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Being watchful in it. It's to be deliberate, be specific, be vigilant. It's another way of saying fervent. This church believes in deliberate prayers. I tell those men when they write cards, you know, we don't want to know your deepest, darkest secret, but we believe in specific prayers. We should pray specific prayers. Prayer is not a wringing of our hands, but it's putting it all in God's hands. How thankful are we for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Continuing, going back to Colossians chapter 2, therefore as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, having become slaves of righteousness, Romans 6. Thanks be to God, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death. Thanks be to God, who is in Christ always, leads us in triumphal procession. Thanks be to God that death has been defeated. And thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. The S in Acts is supplication. Making a humble request, It's making a humble request and is our expression of reverence for an almighty creator. Supplication means to request or plead. It's our respectful appeal to that benevolent creator. We can ask with thanksgiving, and he hears our prayers. Remember, you don't have because you don't ask. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 6-7. 1 Timothy 4, for everything created by God is good. Amen. And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Inseparable. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. It's why we pray. Okay. If you guys would want a list of that, I share that with every course down there. You guys may not know that much about New Life Behavior. It's a 15-week course, and there's multiple courses. We just graduated Christians Against Substance Abuse. We're starting Sense of Family this Thursday night. We graduated 24. We've got 40-something signed up for this next one. Referring back to our worship service and our Bible study, for you that don't know, we have a Bible study down there. We have near 50 each Sunday. I remember when it was 6 or 7. Ain't no glory to me. It's word of mouth. And they're constantly, and Brad can attest to this, thanking us for being there. We're the most, and no glory to me, we're the most consistent ministry on that yard. They know we're coming. They can't say that about the other ministries there. Our worship service, most of the class, and by the way, class lasts for over an hour. How'd y'all like to sit through over an hour of Bob? No, Bob, I would. You know, me and Linda, that's one thing. You can almost count on us being about the last ones out of the building every time. And we are the last out of the building down there, but that's for other reasons. our class, Winford, first time he had to take my place down there at class, he was, you talk about having to talk a lot. And because the guy running the class is doing most of the talking, and it's over an hour. And then we take a little break. We have to, and the guy's got to sign back in for worship service, and then give him the worship service. So this morning, Brad Seaman, guys, God bless Brad. Brad's teaching our Bible study down there now. And Brad's filled in when I haven't been able to be there. And Winford's there, and they're there today. So that's one reason why I prayed for them. And it's turned in. At first, I had a lot of apprehension, and now I'm excited to go there. And I was excited to be here today. I was nervous, but I was excited. And so God is being glorified here and there. And just know that. I think you can take my word for that. Okay. So I am thankful for our prison ministry. So, and if you want, because I didn't do a PowerPoint, if you want any of these scriptures, you can get with me. If you want, because this ACTS, I actually have on a flyer, and I give it to nearly every class we have down there. We give them extra material on top of the material that they're already given through New Life Behavior. And most of the classes have this flyer attached to one lesson or another. So if you would like that, to maybe have that to study and look over as you increase your prayer life. So here's one more perspective. Instead of presenting requests as if God may not know them, because we know he does, Matthew 6:8, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. It might be more appropriate to say, God, you know I need this. If God knows what we are in need of, then why bother praying, some may say. It's as simple as this, and I love this. God is a friend, and he loves us more than anything. Prayer is the currency of that friendship. Through friendship, I understand intimacy. God cares about the ordinary and everyday as well as the highs. Nothing is too small for God. Nothing is too big for God. We bring God our failures and sins by confession and repentance. We bring him our triumphs and joys through praise and thanksgiving. We bring to Him our worries and concerns by petition and intercession. We can invite God into our lives and ourselves into God's life. God is a person too. And though a person unlike ourselves, He provides us His Spirit who intercedes when we lack the words and thoughts to pray. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Ravenhill wrote, "The older I get, the more I realize how little I know about prayer. The greatest men are not those who walk on the moon, but those who walk with God. I see more and more that the greatest weapon God has given us is prayer. But if you aren't praying, and your excuse is, I don't know how, you're in good company. The disciples didn't know how to pray. So do this. Pray that you may learn to pray. Jesus' disciples never said, Lord, teach us to do miracles. Teach us to heal. Teach us to preach. But they did say, Lord, teach us to pray. So God bless you guys. Man, if that's not a segue for if you need prayers, this is a great place to get it. You know, we've got elders here, we've got ministers here, we got senior saints here. This is a praying church. You don't have to come up here, but if you do, this is the time to do it. Man, if we can pray for you in the hallway, if we can pray with you in the parking lot, just grab us and we'll pray. If you don't have a prayer life, get one. Get one. It's how we're intimate with God and He's intimate with us. So God bless you guys. Brody. Anyway, if you need prayers, you need put if you've been cut to the heart in some way, and it doesn't have to be this morning at any time. This is a great opportunity. Man, we'll baptize anybody any day of the week. Midnight, doesn't matter. But if you find the need to put Christ on in baptism, please come forward. If you need prayers, please come forward.
Deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sin from the Father, and it thrills my soul just to feel and to know that His blood makes me whole. His grace reaches me. Yeah.